Oh, you know, it just seems like the news continues to become more and more disturbing as we're seeing all of the destruction in the wake of Hurricane Harvey and how so many people are suffering, losing homes, businesses, being displaced, those who have lost their lives. You know, our hearts go out to that, but sometimes it can be so overwhelming. It's like, what in the world can I do to make a difference? On the phone with me this morning, we have Dave Conkle. He is the pastor of Adult Ministries and Outreach at First Free Church in Onalaska. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Darla.
You know, and I'm sure you, like most of us, have seen all of the news reports showing all of the devastation, the tragedy, and just the number of lives that are being impacted, like I said, can be so overwhelming. What is your response personally and as a church?
Well, I agree with you, Darla. When we see the news and we read about what's going on in Texas, and believe me, we had some warning that it was coming, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the numbers of people who have been displaced, the ravaging of this, the rain and the storm, and the billions of dollars worth of damage, how can you not do anything? When we look at things like this, we often think, wow, that's way too big for me to do anything, so we do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just happened as a Christian, just a single individual looking at that saying, I've got to do something. So my wife and I were thinking, how can we send money to help? And we realized, well, why not do something with the church? So we're actually having a special offering this weekend for the church, for our both Saturday and Sunday services, and we're going to match whatever is donated up to $5,000 from our church emergency fund. So we're hoping to get $10,000 and plus that we can send down to those who are helping the people in Texas.
Mm. And the need is so great. I mean, the figure $24 billion, and that's going to continue increasing and as we get more and more reports and the rains continue and the flooding increases. Just so many people are being affected that I think is a surprise to even the professionals, even the leaders. You know, they didn't expect this amount of devastation. And I think amidst all the chaos and the destruction, that the body of Christ, it's an opportunity for us to stand up and to show the love of Christ in a way that perhaps we can't do at other times, but people can see the difference that that can make.
Yes, absolutely. As our senior pastor, Shane Holden, said, this is a genuine opportunity for us to be Jesus to suffering people. That puts it in a nutshell. Boy, when I think of the numbers are staggering. They're unprecedented numbers. I just heard on the news there's already 49 inches of rain since the weekend. I can't comprehend that. I don't know who can. But when you look at the devastation in the homes and streets and blocks of real estate flooded, and the waters are still coming up.
Yeah.
There's no let up yet in the danger. And as you said, the numbers in terms of damage, the amount of billions of dollars in damage, that will increase. I just thank God that at least at this point in time, there have only been a couple of deaths. There may very well be more, but I just thank God that we're not hearing numbers that are just ripping our hearts out.
Yeah. Yeah, each one, you know, I heard of a police officer who was drowned yesterday in his car, and I'm sure there'll be more reports of that coming out. But even as that, and as people go forward, you go, their homes will no longer be there to return to. Their
Absolutely.
Businesses, their livelihood, life has been changed forever for so many of these people. And we can't meet every need. We can't fix it all, but we can do something. And if everybody does something, does their part, you know, we can go a long way in meeting some of those needs. So, yeah, I appreciate the initiative that you at First Free are taking, that you're matching the offering that'll be coming in this weekend, sending that down to a group, Crisis Response International, who will be on the ground offering relief and hope and help in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many organizations that are already on the ground, and It's not going to be an easy or a quick cleanup, a quick recovery. It's going to take days and weeks and months and for some even years. And some will never get back to life as it was. Mm-hmm. But hopefully let's pray that God will open the opportunity for us to be able to share that light and the love of Jesus Christ. Well, Dave, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. Pray God will continue to bless your efforts there. And I know you have a lot going on at First Re, an expansion coming up and all sorts of good things. So we appreciate your ministry and your partnership.
Well, thank you very much, Darla.
Okay, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.